Outside the Box, keeping you lively and alive, I hope. Today's topic is Dead is Dead. The recent controversy over the alleged use of sarin gas by the Syrian government baffled me. Why such a big deal over one attack that killed an estimated 1,400 people when thousands more had already died? A lot of people who survived the gas attack may continue to suffer, but that's true for almost anyone injured in this terrible conflict. Somehow, the gas attack seemed more gruesome, as if someone had stepped over a line from killing that was acceptable to killing that wasn't. In fact, Barack Obama drew a line, saying that poison gas was going too far. Why do Obama and many others classify some killings as worse than others? Are there some methods for killing that are so-called approved and others that are not? Isn't death the tragedy, no matter how it happens? Is it really more humane to kill someone in one way than another? I suppose there would be less suffering if the death were instantaneous or within a few minutes rather than dragged out over hours, days, or weeks. I'd rather die immediately from a gunshot to the head than suffer slow starvation. But the ultimate result is the same. A human that was alive is now dead. There was special outrage when 20 first graders were shot to death at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut last December. Why? Was it because they seemed so young and innocent? Weren't the six teachers just as so-called innocent and deserved to live just as much? Given how we claim support for our teachers, why don't we remember the teachers as much, or more, than the 20 children? Obviously, numbers alone aren't a major factor. Otherwise, we would have been more appalled by the 32 students and teachers shot by Sungwei Cho at Virginia Tech than the 26 by Adam Lanza at Sandy Hook, or by larger mass killings in other parts of the world. The 1,400 killed by gas in Syria pales in comparison with the 100,000-plus who have died in other ways in that country's civil conflict. There also seems to be a double standard when it comes to executions. There are lawsuits, outcries, and protests against firing squads, the electric chair, and chemical injections that don't kill instantly. How inhumane, they claim, to make someone suffer when you're killing them. Again, isn't it just the killing that really matters, not how it's done, and whether we should be executing people at all? There are also different standards for the amount of attention we pay to a few people killed in this country versus scores, hundreds, or even thousands murdered in other parts of the world. Shouldn't we be just as sad at tragedies around the world as we are for those nearby? Just as grieved for an Iranian child who dies as for one who dies in this country? Are we as sad about a death if we feel the dead person contributed in some way to their own demise, as opposed to those deemed innocent? Is that why the killing of children and women somehow seems worse than the killing of adult men? And what about those who lost their lives on 9/11 or as members of the military, police, or fire departments? Do they get extra credit, if you'll pardon the expression? Are their deaths more terrible than others? So many of us see the killing of people in so many different ways. But ultimately, the results are the same. Dead is dead. Do you view and treat the death and killing of people differently? Why or why not? I'm Larry Danziger, Believing the killing of a person for any reason is bad, no matter the circumstances or who they are.